The Honolulu City Council voted 7-2 in favor of Bill 37, requiring a project labor agreement between the city and a contractor for any large-scale project. Before the vote, the council proposed several amendments to the measure, clarifying what types of projects will be affected. This includes infrastructure, erosion, and rockfall mitigation projects costing more than $2 million. According to Councilmember Joey Monahan, these account for less than 20% of all city projects. However, the measure would require the contractor to have 80% of its workers be local and be part of a union, or pay union dues. Opponents of the measure say this would hurt general contractors and local businesses, as well as impact employee benefits. Shane Peterson is a construction superintendent with Jazz W. Glover.
Why would the city council want to kick out one-third of the competitive bidders and raise the cost of construction projects in Honolulu? Our employees have diverse skills. How many unions would we have to join just to be able to keep up with the work that we have to do? With union seniority rules, they would probably end up paying dues and sit on the bench. This is senseless and unfair. How is this a benefit to me, my company, or my workers?
Supporters of the measure emphasized Bill 37 would ensure projects are completed on time, on budget, and in a safe manner. Tyler Dos Santos Tam is a consultant for the Bricklayers Union and Hawaii Regional Council of Carpenters.
When it comes to all of this, this is a framework, and I think a lot of the issues that have come up today, are not in the text of the bill. There's not the word benefits in this bill anywhere here, and I think there's been a lot of concern about that. Many of these issues are going to have to be worked out, negotiated by the mayor. But, at the end of the day, what's in here is a framework that's going to help to promote value for the city and its taxpayers, and that's really what it's about.
Council members Heidi Suniyoshi and Brandon Elefante were the only no votes expressing legal concerns with the bill and that it should be further refined. The measure now goes to Mayor Kirk Caldwell for review. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.